Hello, boys and girls, fiends of the fright. It's your favorite host with the most, Benjamin Dutil from the Horror Heathen YouTube channel and the South Jersey Horror Podcast. Today, I have a very special and talented guest, Lula Adams, who is my 100th guest. Fuck yes, I'm loving this. This is such a huge honor for me because I've been trying to get you on my show for the past 2 years. This is nuts. So, every time I contacted your publicist, she's always telling me that, oh, she's too busy to do anything. I'm like, well, God damn it. So I'll just keep trying and trying and trying. And then I saw you on Instagram. I'm like, fuck it. I'll take the leap. Let's send her a message on Instagram and see what happens. Either she's gonna say yes or she's gonna say no. So today I'm gonna talk to you about your role in the movie Where the Devil Ropes. You played the axe girl. A brief role, a brief scene, but oh my goodness, what the fuck? I mean, just for those that do not know who Lula Adams is, she played Amber in the movie Hellbender. And you're also an award-winning actress. You won the Feature Film Sport Award, Spirit Award, for the movie Halfway to Zen, which is also produced by Wonder Wheel Productions. So I got the feeling that Wonder Wheel Productions is a family-oriented production company because it's always the same cast in the same movies. And like, this is outstanding. It's all family tied. So anyway, enough about my garbage. Let's talk about you. How are you doing? And thank you for joining me today.
Oh, Ben, thank you so much for having me and letting me talk to you about film. It's an amazing year, especially your 100th is just spectacular. So thank you so much already. But yeah, I mean, that movie was fun. I mean, so much, all of them were amazing. All of them were spunky and fun and very much my parents and my sister just making crazy stories and trying to scare the shit out of people. But the Axe Girl, she was a really fun one. I had just come back from living in Alaska. I was a hiking guide out there. And so I was chopping a fuck ton of wood already. And my dad got excited about how I was chopping wood all the time. And he was like, ding, 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 ding. How about you chop us to pieces?
Fuck yes, I'll do that. No problem. Fuck ton
Yeah.
of wood. I like that. I like that description.
And it was terrifying. You know, it was horrible because we only had this one old axe that was kind of coming apart and it was a heavy fucker. And so John wanted me to just genuinely swing it towards him. And he was like, "You're fine. Just swing it towards me and just make sure you hit my shoulder instead." It was exhausting and terrifying worrying about chopping my dad's head off on, not on accident, I guess.
So I have a question about that scene. We'll get that to in a minute. However, Where the Devil Roams is a very unique and not exactly what I was expecting kind of movie. I have a lot of questions about that movie. I mean, watching yesterday, I'm trying to wrap around my head. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So, but it was cool to watch though. I mean, I understood the premise. I understood the whole storyline, but some scenes, I'm just like, I gotta go back 10, 30, 45 seconds to watch that scene again just to see what the fuck happened. Those are the kind of movies I like to watch where I have to question it like 6 or 7 times. And I look at my girlfriend and I'm like, did I miss something? What the fuck's going on here? And she's looking at me like, I have no idea either. Let's go back and watch it.
I'm so happy we mind fucked you a little bit then.
You did. You really mind you your my mind was fucking raped so goddamn bad yesterday. It was nuts. So, John Adams, Toby Poser are your parents, and Zelda is your sister. I love it. Family-oriented movie going on. Will you stop calling me? Stop it. Go away. Leave me alone, spam callers. Leave me alone. Anyway, you and your family act in a lot of movies together, which I think is fantastic.
Thank
Wonder
you.
Wheel Productions, and I wish I could be a part of something like that, but I can't, which is really cool because
Oh, you very
it's
much
cool.
are.
Well, I appreciate that because you guys are fantastic. I mean, watching the movie yesterday, your dad was an army medic, I guess, army medic in World War II. I'm assuming the Battle of the Bulge. That's what I'm getting. There's no backstory about your mom in the movie whatsoever, but except that she was a nurse and they met in the war. And your sister Eve, who, well, not your sister Eve, but your sister who plays Eve, there's not really a backstory about why she doesn't speak, but she only sings. But you, the Axe Girl. The scene where you chopped up Seven and Maggie, it looks like as Maggie's getting chopped up, she looks at you like she almost recognizes you. as in like Eve's sister. Like, holy shit, is this Eve's sister? Because she looks surprised. I could be wrong. I could be presumptuous. I don't know. And all of a sudden, she reaches for a broken piece of mirror and stabs you in the neck. And I'm like, what the fuck just happened?
We always like to say that my family was trying to get revenge for me being the first daughter leaving the house when I left for college, and so they've just decided to kind of beat me up in all the
So
movies.
is my assumption right where Maggie thinks she knows you in the scene as Eve's sister? Because it's no doubt you two look alike.
I know. We do look so much alike. I would say that wasn't something that was supposed to be one way. Exactly. I think it was supposed to be a bit more of a connective moment and a kind of like, for some people, it's maybe like the first turn of the story and it's very intimate in that way. And another person around her kids' age kind of separating their family, causing that kind of turning point. But I like yours, actually. You know what? I haven't heard anyone say that about the connection, like almost that she knows me or as if I was another sister. I haven't heard that before. I love
Because you
that.
hear it earlier in the movie, she's like, I want Eve to meet her sister and brother. So I'm thinking they get to the house and they talk to the rich asshole, whatever, who's a complete pompous ass, which pissed me off. So, and then they kill him. I'm like, okay, cool. And then, Maggie snooping around the house. And next thing you know, she opens the door and the axe, you're standing behind the door with the axe. I'm like, oh, fuck, here he comes. So, and then the way she looks, she looks up, and it looks like there's a connection saying, oh shit, is this Eve's sister? The one that, I want her to meet later on. But that's just the assumption I got from the previous scene saying she wanted Eve to meet her sister and brother. That's just my theory. I don't know if it's true or not, if it holds water. I don't know.
I
So
love that. Toby would love that you know that and are making that connection, because that is kind of what we want in a lot of our movies, is kind of a mixed complexity as well. Always with characters, you want them to be, diverse and not flat, and you want to kind of feel pity for them, but also see them be dark. Like, you can look at each of the family's characters as well, and you kind of start to love them probably as like main characters. But there's also kind of people that they are brutally killing and murdering as well. And there could be a lot of hate if you were learning the backstory of those people in reverse. So it's so fun that you see that connection. I love that.
It's a great movie. I mean, yeah, at first I was thinking like, what the fuck is going on? And then, like I said, I had to go back several times, but altogether it was great. I mean, you swinging that axe
Thank
like a
you.
pro. I mean, shit, like you're someone I don't want to piss off in a dark alley somewhere, because you know how to swing an axe.
You've got me. No, it was a great one. It was also, that scene was really fun because we were shooting that shot with the broken glass that we had, and that was a really hard shot to get. But I remember in this one, we really wanted to do something kind of experimental, kind of very kind of what do you say, like artistic kind of shot. And we were trying all these different angles of me swinging this massive old axe, trying not to hit my dad in the face, but instead in the shoulder. And trying to get this glass perfectly angled, shooting us with the axe. That was one of our favorite shots. It took a lot, but it was a super fun, like artsy, detail-oriented one
It
that we did
looked like it was
again.
fun. I mean, Lizzie Borden has nothing on you, just saying right now. I mean, she's got nothing on you right now.
Thank
Amateurs, watch Lulu Abs swing an axe, God damn it, you'll
you.
learn something. So
Yes, this was a very DIY one. There was a fun story actually at the beginning when we first were starting to shoot. We had these women coming to shoot and film us doing our thing. They wanted to come kind of document how we were working. And it was our first day filming with them together. And our car broke down. That beautiful old car that we've been using is one of my grandpa's old Chevys. And it broke down that day. So we weren't going to be able to get a driving shot. And we're like, oh, fuck, these people are coming. They're going to see us. We're not this car for the shot. We were supposed to look all cool and everything. And so we mixed something together. We grabbed a broken branch on the floor, and one of us, I think it was I sat on the back of the car out of shot, and I just bounced the car with my legs. So it looked like it was moving along on the road. And then we got this old branch and ran past the windshield so that in the reflection, you see the branches passing by like they're driving. And we'd run back and twist the branch a little bit so it looked like a different branch while you're passing by the car again. And so those were our driving scenes. We're just sitting
Wow.
in a field, car broken down, bouncing on the car, same dead branch.
Do what you gotta do to get the job done. I mean, just make it look realistic. That's all you gotta do. And you did it because, excuse me. But watching the movie, it's just even though it's an independent film, it looks like it was done so well, so professionally shot. I mean, just like any movie that your family does, it looks so great. There's other ones that I'm going to check out. Like, there's other movie that you star in. It's still horrible, but I can't think of it. I'm drawing a blank here. Jesus Christ.
Is
Anyway.
it a recently? You're not. Are you talking about Hellbender?
No, I've seen Hellbender.
Oh, okay.
There's another one I haven't seen yet that's on your IMDb page. I kid, it's not Fright Night, it's something else.
Could be one of our earlier ones, like Rumble Strips.
No, that's drama. I saw that one. That's such a drama, I think.
Oh, okay, let's see. I wonder what you're thinking of. Rumble Strips, Half of It Is In. I wonder which one you're thinking of. Talking about Hellhole, which I'm not in, but I wrote the first draft screenplay of it, but that one's not out yet.
I'm gonna look at it right now.
Really?
I have to know because
I love. What am I
the
missing
hatred,
out?
the hatred.
Oh, the hatred. Oh, yes. Not a lot of people know about the hatred, so I don't even think about it often. That was one of our turning point movies. It was kind of a project. Toby was busy, I think, writing something, and so John and Z wanted to make something right before she left for college. I had just left for college about a year before. And so we started making The Hatred as kind of like a trial into the horror films. And that's kind of where these next movies kind of jutted out from. And sometimes people compare The Hatred, that kind of theme, with Where the Devil Roams, that kind of darkness
Okay.
to it. Oh, that's so funny that you know that. Yes, you'll see me in the beginning of that. That's a really
I'm
fun one
gonna
as
I'm the, so it's like a gateway movie, I guess, for the other ones. It's like
Yes.
here's the introduction of us. Here's our kick-ass family. Now watch us in these other movies because you know we rule and you don't. So that's how
Oh.
it
That one was such a big like
goes.
turner for us because we suddenly saw the whole horror community. We went to a couple film festivals with it and we were like same, meeting people like you, we were like, these people are fucking fantastic. These are our people. They are who we want to work with, who we want to make movies for, who we want to talk about movies with. This is who we want to spend our time around. And so that just totally sent us off on the horror realm.
Well, it looked like all four of you they're doing very well. It's very successful.
Oh, thank you.
I can't wait for the next installment your family does. I don't know when it's
Ah,
going to be or when
thank
it's going
you.
to be, but I'm looking forward to it because Jesus Christ, all of you are fucking amazing.
Thank you.
So I want to know, going back to your role as the actor role, do you know if the director had a backstory in mind for her or not?
My story was I kind of wanted it to be just someone that you pitied. I wanted her to kind of be this tough girl. She's all dressed up and they're in this fancy household, but I wanted it to be something not so stereotypical, like someone that you're surprised was coming out with a fucking axe. And I think that was kind of the beauty of coming out all dressed up. But I wanted her also just to be someone that you pitied. You're not hearing me say anything, but there was kind of that almost hopefully, at least for me. Almost hopefully, like, oh, she got him, She almost broke out. She almost got them. She almost killed her family's killers. And then, of course, it doesn't work out that way. So there's a bit of that pity behind it, where you're seeing these two characters, one who doesn't have any malice behind her, like, I don't have any bad backstory. I haven't fucked anybody up until then. And then you have your main characters who have fucked up a lot of people, but they're killing this maybe kind of innocent person. And so I think I just wanted that a bit of complexity, and we were really talking about what facial expression to have when Toby gets me, how we wanted the audience to feel about me.
But it's like okay, it's like there's a moral behind the story, you know. Don't break into people's houses. Don't go snooping around. Otherwise, you're gonna get axed to pieces. Don't fucking do any of that, okay? Otherwise, you're fucking dead. All right.
Those secrets, they will come out and they will get stabbed when they come out.
Karma plays a role in this movie a lot. That's what I'm saying. So.
There is a lot of prep. What you put out into it, you get back. Definitely. Absolutely. Once people start getting stitched together, it is a crazy, consistent theme in it. You're right.
It is, but all in all, I love the movie. I don't know what other people are saying about it. I'm gonna have to go back and watch it again because there's a connection between you and Maggie in that scene. There's got to be a fucking connection. I mean, so.
I love that.
I'm gonna bring it up when I do a review of the movie. So,
That's amazing.
in the future, any upcoming projects or movies you could talk about that we could look forward to seeing?
I can't say too much about it, but our next one that we just filmed is called, it's going to be called Fairy. And I'm not going to tell you which way it's spelled, so I'm not going to give you much of a clue what it's about.
Well, you're not
But this is
fine.
a fun one. I know, I'm sorry, I'm leaving you with such a teaser. But we filmed it in 2 weeks in upstate New York again, back where we live in the Catskills, with a lot of our close friends, a lot of repeat faces that you'll see from our previous movies. And it kind of takes place at this old lodge in Alaska. And
Okay.
there's a bit of lore to it that we got into writing as well, which was really exciting, kind of like in Hellbender, kind of making our own bit of lore. Yeah, I'll say it gets into that and it gets gory.
I'm looking, I love gory. It's okay. I'm okay with
Oh,
that.
I think you'll get your whole karma filled in this one.
Love it.
Absolutely.
Love it. It's a karma horror movie. Okay, you know what? Fucking people, just don't fuck with the universe, okay? There's nothing bad's gonna happen to you. Just saying. So
Yeah. Don't fuck with stuff. Don't touch the things you shouldn't touch. Don't go to the places you shouldn't go. Or you'll just get killed in a fun, gory way that the Addams Family chooses for you.
there you go. I love it. Well, thank you so much for joining me today and taking time out of your vacation. So you've been a great guest, you're a wonderful guest, and I'm looking forward to see you in your new movie, Fairy, if it's spelled Farry, Furoy. I don't know how it is, but
Oh no, thank you so much, Ben, for having me. I love that. I'm excited for you to hear your thoughts on the next project.
I'm exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Lulu Adams, my 100th guest, who is super talented, which I'd love to see in more movies, and I wish you the best in your career. And I want to see you win more awards. Your awards, your roles, your family is Oscar worthy. They can kiss my ass if they don't agree with me. They just tell them to, call me up and I'll set them straight. Okay?
Ah,
And
thank
that's how things
you.
go. And you have a wonderful vacation in Scotland, which I'm super envious because I'm trying to go there one of these days.
Oh, thank you. I'll bring you back some scary horns from the Highlands.
There you go. That'll do. All right.
Thank
And thank you so much. Have a wonderful day, and I will see you on the big screen.
you as well, Ben. See you around.